Good morning. 9:58 a.m. Yeah, it's a little bit later this morning. Almost too late. It's very hot. 75 according to the thermometer, and beating down sun. There's very little shade, although I'm coming into the shady part, so maybe it'll get a little less obnoxious. That's what I get for sleeping in this morning. I got a little extra sleep last night. Felt great. I definitely needed it. But the upshot was that I got up late. I didn't even have breakfast. 16:46 on the first half. I haven't even had breakfast. I have had a cup of coffee, but that's about it. So, yeah, late start today. The reminder not to wait. I should have gone when I got up. I should have rolled out of bed, into the shoes, and out the door. Oh well, tomorrow. Live and learn. So, not much overnight change. I'm feeling a little better. I've got to mow the lawn today. I've got chores that have to happen today that are going to get in the way of anything that smacks of actual production. But these things happen. So, day two on my trek to reestablish the morning habit. It's not necessarily any easier this morning than it was other mornings, in large part because, overslept. I'll get it together. Charlie left a comment about finding an alternate route, finding an alternate exercise, so that even on days I can't walk, I get something going on. I have the treadmill. I hate walking on it, but I do have it. I stand on it when I type, and I've been known to set it at like 1 mile an hour and sort of stroll along while I type. But it's noisy, it's loud. Got a heavy motor on it that grinds through electricity. And outside is generally such a nice thing. Oh, there, yeah. Shaded part of the neighborhood. It's much nicer. Probably is only 75. Maybe only 65, 70 in here. But out on the street, out on the pavement, out where the sun is shining hard, it's a lot hotter. I'm not even wearing all that much today. I just put on a t-shirt, a pair of jeans. Still pretty warm. Interesting cloud action today. We got a lot of different kinds of clouds. There's one cloud deck way up high, Cirrus. And there's some cumulus clouds a little bit lower, and interspersed over by the mountains. There's some lenticular clouds being formed by the updraft on the other side of the slope. So quite an interesting collection of sky activity today, at least looking off to the west. The east is kind of boring, but it is mostly cloudy, in spite of the fact that complaining about the sun beating down, the high thin cirrus clouds are not doing much to cut down on the heat. That's what's mostly up there at the moment. June 11th. Apparently Denver Comic Con is this weekend. So far nobody in the household has asked to go, and I don't know that I have any interest in it. My wife mentioned it because she thinks that, oh well, you didn't get to go to Balticon, so you could go to Denver Comic Con. It isn't the same thing. I'd have to go to Denver Comic Con several years running. I'd have to work to become a panelist for it to be the same. I'd have to be part of the inside track for it to be the same thing. Otherwise, it's not quite the same. It's not at all the same. That's one of the reasons why I'm not looking at Dragon Con. Dragon Con would be close. But it's huge, it's monster. I've never been. But, I've been to big cons before. I've been to big conferences where there were 10,000 or more people. And, you know, it's just not the same. It's just not worth it. Because it's just, you spend so much time fighting crowds, fighting your way around, finding something you want to see. And you get there and you find out it's what everybody else wants to see. So unless you get there early, you don't get in. I don't know that that's going to be the case at Dragon Con, and that's going to be the case at Comic Con. It's like, really? I don't. When you're on a panel, you know you'll have a chair. They'll know you'll be able to attend, in theory. Out, looking at as far as Labor Day weekend, as little as I can predict, that's probably out as well. I don't really want to mow the lawn today. It's on the schedule, and I probably need to bite the bullet and do it, but it's already getting so warm. My breakfast. By the time I get home and get breakfast in me, it's going to be even warmer. There are parts of living in Colorado that I find quite enjoyable. The fact that we don't have really long winters. That spring and fall are extended seasons here. Although spring has been a bit truncated by summer. And it stays really quite warm until September and October. Which means we don't have a lot of time for winter, which is kind of cool. Or not cool in the literal sense. But the heat in the summer is not one of the things that I enjoy. Yikes. Making the turn eastward here. 0.4 miles straight into the sun. Yeah, this is why I need to get out early. Yikes. Local bookstores. the local bookstore subject comes up periodically, because there are two or three people who do really well with it. There are two or three people who do what they consider to be exceptionally well with it. Monk Post. But the reality, the truth for me, from my perspective, is that what they're calling really well is basically a good week for me. And they're talking about a year. So they do in a year what I do in a week. And they also have bookstores that are handy. Dan Sawyer's in San Francisco, so he has his bookstores that he can do. He's got his books and bookstores, and they're selling 5 or 6 copies maybe a month. I don't know how many he's selling. He hasn't actually told me. But it's not very many compared to the number that I would sell in Amazon. And by not putting them in bookstores, I can price them at basically cost plus $2. Whereas if I put them in bookstores, I'd have to add enough so that the bookstore could collect 40% on the sale. That's probably 43% now. Which would take, it would require me either to stock and ship or have them order from CreateSpace. And so I'd have to add like $5 a copy to keep my margin. Well, a lot of what I'm paying in distribution cost is actually what Amazon, Barnes & Noble takes for their cuts. CreateSpace distribution to Amazon actually takes a bite. And every time they sell a book through one of their extended channels, they take a bite. And so once all of the bites are taken, it doesn't leave very much. So bookstores really aren't in my cards. Bookstores aren't really worth it to me. Bookstores don't really move enough books. When I figure the average mid-lister doesn't burn out, which means they don't sell 5,000 books, and I sell that well on a new release, I sell 5,000 books in the first month. I was selling 5,000 books in the first weekend. Back in the olden days when I was releasing more regularly, when I had new books out more often. The first week sales of Owner's Share were well in excess of 5,000 books. So I really need to get more books moving in the morning. Which was really the bottom line answer. It's not to mess around with bookstores, it's to mess around getting new books ready. I have South Coast, I think I've mentioned this several times, but I still have it. It's still in process, I haven't got it done yet. But I've got South Coast back, I've got it edited, I've got a cover. I just need to put all the pieces together. And I'm probably going to put all the pieces together. I was going to put all the pieces together and then publish it in ebook and paper at the same time, but I don't think I will. I think I'll keep on with my process at the moment, which is get it out in ebook because that's fast. Back recording studio. It's really difficult with everybody who's home. We do when my wife stays home, because when she's home, she likes to get caught up on stuff. And mostly it's stuff that makes noise, like vacuuming and laundry. And while it doesn't take very much time, I can't spend more than an hour and a half recording a day. I just don't have the chops for it anymore. Finding a clean hour, hour and a half, where people aren't flushing toilets, taking showers, running water, doing laundry, vacuuming, laughing loudly, having loud conversations in the other part of the house, all those things that get in the way of a clean recording. There's more and more of me that's saying, you know, is this going to be the norm? Maybe renting an office is the right answer. The problem is that it'll take a lot of the income and repurpose it to office rent. So I'd have to, the question is whether or not an office would allow me to produce sufficiently more regularly for the cost that it would incur. And I suppose the only way I'm going to find out is to look around and find an office and try it. There are several places writing is easy. Writing, I can go to the library. The library can become my office for writing. It's reading, it's recording that's a problem. And most of the places that have offices that are on main thoroughfares. So finding an office that is quiet is more of a problem. And really, finding an office that's quiet for an hour a day, one standard hour. I need to contemplate this more. There has to be a better solution than leaving the house, as much as leaving the house appeals to me on occasion. Or incurring an expense that I really can't afford to incur. Okay, we're almost back.
1.0 miles in 34 minutes, 23 seconds.
Uh-huh.
17 minutes, 37 seconds per mile.
17:37, that's more like it. On the back half. I was just about to say, I'm almost back. I should be hearing from Endomondo in a moment, and I did. So, 17 and a half minutes on the back side. I need my breakfast. I need a cup of coffee. I need some fluid. It's not coffee, because I'm probably dehydrated now. I'm sweating more than I needed to know, I'm sure. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.